From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Elmacher. You know, there is something to be said for a trained voice with an expert vibrato. But sometimes it seems that vibrato is used as a coat of paint, thick paint, to cover up a vocalist's chips and cracks. And when it comes to certain choral compositions, it's my opinion that vibrato thoroughly detracts from the purity of the music. Now, notice I said certain works. Baroque anthems and oratorios for large choirs, or classical masses, romantic pieces for small choirs. Let's wobble our hearts out, singers. But for the tight and sometimes dissonant harmonies of early music and some modern music, there's nothing for it but a pure, focused, straight tone. In their latest CD, the Four Men of New York Polyphony use that straight tone to remarkable effect. It allows you to hear the single line of a chant as each note echoes in the hall and plays against its neighbors, creating a series of ephemeral duets and trios. Listen for those floating harmonies in this setting of Flos Regalis, written for New York Polyphony by Andrew Smith. The phantom harmony of that opening chant then splits into actual multi-part singing. Here and in several other tracks, that straight tone carries the polyphonic harmonies as they're pulled and stretched, and it builds a sturdy fabric of sound that you can sink into. It feels, sounds like tremendous, supple sheets of velveted color that can easily bear your weight. Century composer Thomas Tallis authored several of the most striking works on the CD. He created a fluid interchange between chant and polyphony in pieces like Audivi Vocem. And in others, his four-part harmonies established the form of what we know today as the hymn. They also give the trained voices in New York Polyphony a chance to finally work their expert vibrato in the subtlest, most artful way. They recorded this CD in one of the world's largest churches, the expansive Cathedral of St. John the Divine. The CD, called Tudor City, draws its name from another New York City landmark, a 1920s apartment complex on the east side of Manhattan. The title also refers to the English composers who were writing during the reign of the House of Tudor, from 1485 to 1603. Tudor City is full of ethereal, otherworldly music, as sung by angels. Big, burly angels. For this week, that's New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Julie Elmacher.